Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
can fight, but the question is, can you win? I
came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins. I just tell them, say, it's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
It's your winning seed.
You've
got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's gonna do tonight. But you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
Amen. Amen. It's your win season. Everything attached to you wins. First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday, and I am super excited about the woman of God that's coming on this morning. Get your pen and paper ready. Grab your Bibles, because she has a word from the Lord just for you. I'm super excited. You guys have no idea. Father God, I ask you to come up to the broadcast this morning. Less of your daughter and more of you. Let her decrease, you increase in her, Father. Let you speak through her so your people can understand what you're trying to say to them. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture for this morning is Deuteronomy. Excuse me, I'm an allergy acting up. Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Be strong. Be fearless. Don't be afraid and don't be scared by your enemies, because the Lord your God is the one who marches with you. He won't let you down and he won't abandon you. Again, Deuteronomy 31 and 6, be strong. Do you hear that word? Be strong. Be fearless. Do not be afraid and do not be scared by your enemies, because the Lord your God is the one who marches with you. He won't let you down. He won't abandon you. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in this morning. The United States, of course, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, and we picked up Italy. We know that some of the countries cannot praise God openly, but know on this side of the globe that you have people that's interceding and praying for you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, you must have the whole armor of God on all the time, not just when you're awake, but when you're sleeping, because the enemy will come to you in your dreams, my God, and he will try to knock you off track. People of God, keep your helmet of salvation on. Do not take it off because the enemy is crafty. We all know what his job is, to kill, steal, and destroy. But once we come together and understand that we are ambassadors for Christ, he will have no win. Now, I'm not saying he will not fight and he will still not try to attack. The weapon may form, but it will not prosper when you stand on the word of God. Hold on to God's loving hand. Don't fold. It might look bad. You might hear some things. But the only person you need to answer to is the Lord. Don't worry about what they call you. Focus on what God called you so you can hear those words when you go on to glory. Well done, my good and faithful servant. It's time in this season to be a generation breaker. It's time in this season for you to strap up with the word of God and get ready to fight. Remember, spiritual warfare is real. Now, remember back then, I don't know if y'all been in church all your life, but I have. And I had a praying grandmother, and they say the Lord is on his way. Seriously, the Lord is on his way. Do you have a relationship with the Father? Do you talk to him on a regular just when you need something? You tell the truth. I can't judge you. The only person who can judge you is God. But I'm going to talk about Kashima so you can stay saved and sanctified in the church. I thank God for him changing me. I thank God for him waking me up this morning because it wasn't my alarm clock. It was him. I thank God that I'm still in the land of the living one more time to spread his word. And I'm not under the ground. I'm above the ground. When was the last time you thanked him? When was the last time you gave him praise just because? Not when the storm was going on or chaos was acting up. Your husband was acting up. Your children was acting up. When was the last time you just thanked God just for having you still here? Now, remember, somebody didn't wake up last night. Somebody's going through something right now, whether it's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, having a stroke. Somebody's going through right now, but you're still able to use your limbs. You're still able to get up and walk. You're still able to get up and talk and get up and take care of yourself. Someone lost a loved one last night. I said this the other day, yesterday, everybody needs somebody to talk to. Even the strong get weary sometimes. Check on your strong friends. I'm telling you, they need it. I'm a living witness. When last time you just called and checked on someone just because, or a text just because, not wanting anything in return? Remember, iron sharpens iron. People of God, I'm telling you, it's time for you to stand up, break these generation curses that's been in our family. I said the other day, I'm the first author in my family, the first pastor, prophetess in my family, the first multi-business owner in my family. Also, I'm the first billionaire in my family. Yes, I'm claiming, speaking into existence, because there's power in my tongue. But I'm here to tell you, this is a no judgment zone. God loves you. He never left you. He's always been right there with you through all the crazy stuff you've done. I'm telling you, he saved a sinner like me. He definitely can save you. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Say that again. I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor. Say, you have been touched. Put your hand on them. Say, you have been touched. Change. Healed. Say this, totally free from sin. Say that again, totally free from. I have been touched, changed, healed. Can live
Present to some and introduce to others. Minister Tammy, good morning, woman of God. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm blessed. The floor is yours. I have my pen and paper ready to take notes, and I'm ready to eat this morning. Let the Lord use you like I know he's going to. The floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. First, I'm going to give honor to Christ, who's the head of my life, to my leader, Chief Apostle E.C. Fryer, and everyone that's listening this morning. Excuse my voice. I've been battling with this voice this morning. This morning, you know, really I didn't have a topic, but this morning God gave me two topics. He gave me a topic, and then sitting here, he took that topic and gave me another topic. So I'm going to come from Acts chapter 9. I'm going to start at verse 10 through 19. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him led him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias, and he said, here I am, Lord. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas, one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. And in a vision, he had seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said unto him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hand on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord said, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, he sent me that ye may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he rose and was baptized. And I'm going to use the topic chosen, transformed, and suffered for this. In studying Acts chapter 9, I actually taught a Bible study on this not too long ago, but in reading this, I realized that Paul, I was a lot like Paul. I was a lot like Paul because of things I've done in my past and things, you know, I've been through a lot in my past, but I won't allow my past to define that I'm chosen by God, right? That it take away that I'm chosen by God, that God has anointed me for such a time as this. Being a former, and I'm calling this chosen, transferred, and suffered, because just like Paul, I was a Christian killer. When I say I was a top cheerleader for the devil, you know, I lived comfortable in my sin to come on the Lord's side like Paul, and now I suffer for his name's sake. You know, and I always tell people when I teach this, this is not for the sinner, this is for the saints, because sometimes we don't realize the things we're going through, if there's a purpose in the pain that we're going through, just like Paul had a purpose in killing, and Paul had a purpose of being called by being chosen and transformed by God. He needed him. He needed him in the kingdom, you know. And my past was, it's like I have a horrible past. Everybody can't brag about their past. You know, I was backsliding for 30 years. I got called to the ministry at a very young age. I started preaching at a very young age. I started teaching at a very young age. And by the time I was like 18 or 19, I got swallowed up by the world, you know, and I stayed out there. And I believe in my heart, God left me out there for 30 years, not to harm me, but for me to suffer some things. So when it came time for my deliverance, because you got to be called to deliverance. You can't just be delivered. You got to be called to it. And when it became time for me to be called to my deliverance, what I experienced in the world, it can help somebody be saved. Because if God can call a murderer, a thief, and I mean, I'm not no petty thief. I'm talking about a big-time thief, not a $100, $200 thief. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. That type of thief, if he can call a person that, you know, that walked in homosexuality, lesbianism, if he can choose a person like that, God can choose and call and use anybody, and I truly believe that. But sometimes, as Christians, we bring about suffering on our own. Sometimes it's not God doing it. It's not the devil doing it. We bring about suffering on our own because, like Paul, we have the scales on our eyes. You know, we can't see what the reality of it is. You know, and I tell people all the time, because people used to call me Paul, and I didn't get it. Some of you just like, you know, you just like Paul, and I didn't get it, you know, because up until I would say the beginning of May. You know, people, I'm the type of person that, like, people used to tell me I was delivered, you know? And like Paul, I was waiting on my Ananias. You understand what I'm saying? People used to tell me I was delivered. I wouldn't speak that I was delivered because I wasn't. I was fighting for my deliverance. I was trying to get in position for my deliverance, but truly I wasn't delivered because up until the beginning of May, I would crush the church people. And I mean by that because if you come for me, I'm coming for you. That's the thought of the world. You know, you come for me, I'm coming for you. If you said something and I feel you disrespect me, I would curse you out. I'm not ashamed. I'm very transparent. I would give in to seducing spirits in my ear. I would give in to, you know, to going places I had no business. I would give in to that because truly I wasn't delivered. I was still walking my road of Damascus trying to get to the street called Straight. I was still trying to find my way there. I wasn't truly delivered. I wouldn't speak it out of my mouth. I would say I'm trying. You know, I'm trying. And like Paul, because I'm pretty sure that people would throw up. Like Ananias said, you sure you want me to do that? He's a Christian killer. You sure you want me to do that? You know? And like Paul, you have people who they're stuck. I tell people, you stuck in my past. You stuck somewhere that I ain't stuck. You know, and like Paul, we all have our ways. We all went through things. We all go through things. And I tell people, I was still on my road trying to get to the street called Straight, but I was battling a stronghold. I was battling a soul tie. I was battling things that were keeping me from speaking out my own mouth, not listening to other people, because that's what I was doing. I was started listening to other people. You delivered. No. When inside, I knew I wasn't delivered. You know, and I was battling that. I said, okay, Lord, I'm battling a stronghold, but I want to serve you. I know once I fully give you my yes, I got to suffer some things. You know, I'm not a babe in Christ. You know, milk ain't going to get me there. You got to give me some meat. You know, and I'm like, Lord, I'm battling this stronghold. I'm battling these soul ties. I'm battling this. I'm battling that. But just like Paul, Lord, I'm pushing my way to the street called Straight because I know you chose me. You didn't call me. You chose me. And in my mother's womb, she knew who I was. You know, I was anointed in my mother's womb. You chose me. I don't want to be chosen, but you chose me. And just like Paul, I kept hearing the voice, you know, I kept hearing the voice like, you know, you got to get it together. And one day I said, okay, the next time he say it, this is in May, the next time I hear the voice, because by this time I'm battling, I'm getting this stuff up off me. And Lord, I truly want deliverance. I'm not going to come on the Lord's side and play with it. I'm not going to do that. I know how to sit myself down. When I know I'm living dirty, I'm living foul. I don't need a leader to sit me down. I don't need pastors or apostles to sit me down. I had enough of God in me from being taught about God at a young age and learning about God at a young age. I had enough God in me to sit myself down. Or can you do this at church? No, I'm good. You know, and when I found that it was getting, things were getting worse on me, I stepped down from certain things. Okay, let me step down from this. And let me focus on getting straight. Let me focus on getting to the streetcar straight. Let me sit down from the greeter's board. Let me sit down, you know, because, you know, every once in a while that flesh take over and, you know, from spirits in your ear and that flesh take over, I might dip off somewhere. Let me sit down. You know, and I noticed that we all want to be the transformed Paul because we're chosen. We want to be the transformed Paul, but we don't want to give up some things to bring about that transformation like Paul did. Paul gave up a whole lot to come on God's side and suffer. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be one of the people that come on your side, and I can't suffer for this. Because I can't kill this flesh daily. I can't crucify this flesh daily. I don't want to go to church and play church, because a lot of people are churching. They churching because I heard a speaker say Tuesday, a prophet say Tuesday, a lot of people are churching because they used to it. They used to it. You're not really delivered. You just used to it. And at one point, I was that person because I knew how to church. I knew how to church. I know how to go to church and shout and praise the Lord and dance and do all that. But at the end of the day, I said, Lord, why do all this? Because, you know, sometimes the spirit takes over and you feel it and it makes you dance. Sometimes the spirit ain't taking over and some folks just dancing. You know, I don't want to be that person that when I go to church, I praise and I worship you, and I go home and some woman is in my bed, or I go home and I'm on the phone late in the midnight hour, taking up. I want to be like Paul. I want to keep pushing for my streetcar straight until you send Ananias to lay hands on me. You know, until you send Ananias to help transform me. And homosexuality was a hard thing for me to let go of. It wasn't my big thing, though. My big thing was drinking. I drank a lot. So I went for the big thing first, and God delivered me from that. I haven't drank since last year, January. But then the next big thing for me was the homosexuality, because I'm the type of person, when I love, I love. So the stronghold of homosexuality had me, it kept, that was the thing that kept pulling me back places I had no business. And I said, Lord, I get on the streetcar straight. I'm almost there. And here it comes. It gets in my ear. I miss you. I love you. And I'm pulled. So in April, I went for everything. Everything, Lord, anything, give me the anger, because I could get so my anger. So my pastor told me one time, my leader, your anger is dangerous. And I said, Lord, you didn't told her about my past. And he didn't tell her about my past. He just let her know that anger she carries is dangerous. And I said, Lord, I'm just like Paul. That anger in me is very, very dangerous. Take it. Take it. Lord, deliver me from people. Because when you're called by God, when you're chosen by God, there's a difference being called and chosen. And Paul was chosen. When you're chosen by God, those fiery darts are going to come. Lord, teach me how to take it. You know, Lord, teach me how to know that it's just words. The devil going to use who the devil going to use. And if you leave a little gateway, he going to walk in it. Lord, teach me how to be patient. Teach me temperance. Teach me how to take stuff. And it took a while. So come, I had to do a lot of fasting and praying. I'm a person that I fast a lot. I pray a lot, because you have to give something to get something. So when you're in a covenant with God, he'll give you something. But I had to give him something too. So I decided one day to give him my yes. So I gave him my yes and let him start pulling stuff. And let me tell you how the devil will work, because I know they did it with Paul. When the devil see, and he'll use anybody. And it's sad that it happens in more so in churches than it does in the world. More church folks will use your past against you. You know, just like the disciples didn't want Paul traveling with them. He didn't want Paul. They didn't want Paul with them because of who Paul was, right? So I had to learn. I'm like, okay, Lord, it's more church folks that'll throw your past at you than people of the world. I have just got to the point where what's so intimidating about my past? Because I don't live there. So something in my past must intimidate you, because I don't live there. I'm serving the Lord. And Paul, once he got his transformation for God, it says Paul lived pure and holy. He received his transformation. He was baptized, and he went on his way. You know, he ate, he slept, and then he went on to meet up with the rest of the disciples. Watch the company that you keep. Once you get to that point, watch the company that you keep. But Paul, you know, and I was reading, and I like Paul a lot, so I read a lot about Paul. And I'm thinking, like, Lord, more people were concerned about Paul's past that they couldn't see, that where you stuck at in Paul's past, God had chosen him, transformed him, and now he's suffering for this, and he ain't suffering for himself. He was suffering for the Gentiles. He was suffering for all of us. But they still had their feelings towards Paul because of who Paul was. And I said, okay, Lord, I understand now that there's pain in my purpose. I got to take some stuff, just like Paul did. Paul had to suffer for it. And it was sad. A lot of the suffering came from Christians. And that's because we have a lot of people doing Christianity instead of Christianity. There's a difference. Everybody's Christians, but where's the Christ? Right? And I said, okay, Lord, I get what you're saying. I have to suffer for this. I have to take people want to bring up, oh, she used to be gay. Oh, yeah, she used to date this one. She used to date that one. She used to, you know, yeah, she a homosexual. It's still in her. Because I'm pretty sure they said probably said Paul still had some stuff in him. You know, oh, she act like she's saved. She ain't all the way there. She ain't all the way delivered. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie because when the Holy Ghost truly comes in and it takes over, you can be clean. You can walk pure. You can walk holy. Are we all tempted? We all, temptation is not of God, but sometimes things come to see if it can tempt us, to move us. But once you have a made up mind, you can say the words you want to say, but you can't move my flesh. You can't move, you. Nothing in you can move me. And like Paul, they didn't want to receive Paul, but they didn't know the person that's walking with you is the person that can see what's coming for you. You know, Paul was a seer. He could see what's coming for you. I will walk with you even if I have to be the least. If I have to be the least, just let me walk this thing. I don't need to be in the spotlight. I don't need to be where everybody can see me and see what I'm doing for God. I don't need to be that. Like Paul, let me be the least of them. Just let me just follow. Just let me follow Christ with you. Let me walk with Christ with you. Let me love on you with the love of Christ. Let me do those things that, you know, Paul, like, you know, sometimes people don't understand, and it gets frustrating. It hurts sometimes, and that's when the spirit of rejection comes in because you feel rejected. Because I'm sure at some point when Paul received his transformation, at some point he probably feel kind of rejected, you know, and that's where the rejection comes, where you can't be with us because you don't look like we look, you don't talk like we talk, because I have a little deeper little voice. You don't talk like we talk. You don't look like we look. Why does it matter if we serving the same God? Why does it matter if I know how to live pure and holy? It don't make me better than anybody because I'm a little bit scholarly in the Bible. I'm a little bit knowledge of the Bible, but every day I'm learning something new. But, you know, it why does it matter if I know the Bible? Why does it matter if you want to wear a skirt up past your thigh and I want to wear a skirt below my knee and I don't look like you look, I don't talk like you talk? Why reject me like Paul was rejected when he came over? He felt like he was the least of them, and I feel like he was one of the greatest disciples there was. You know, and why treat me different when I'm trying to suffer for this for you and with you? You know, and as church folks, as Christians, the Bible said we're there, you know, we if we become unified in the body, you know how strong we could be if we become unified, if we stop rejecting each other, stop bashing each other, stop harming each other, because words are like a two-edged sword. They could kill. You know, and I was sitting here and I was actually reading something else. Y'all, I was studying something else. I was studying Touch Not My Anointed, Do My Prophet No Harm, and the Lord had dropped on me a topic called Watch Your Mouth. Just because I don't do things the way you do it, that don't mean I ain't chosen by God. Watch your mouth, what you say about people. It's some consequences that come behind that, you know, but he shifted me to Paul, and I said, okay, God, just like Paul, I did those things. Okay, my past is my past. Lord, when are people going to get out my past? Because I ain't in there. When are they going to get out of it? you know, or I'm sure when Paul was walking with the disciples, he said, look at here, y'all, I know I'm the least of y'all, but can you see what's ahead? I can see what's ahead. And instead of killing me and rejecting me, it's okay for me to tell you, hey, look, don't do that, because this is what's coming. This is what's coming for us. You know, but instead we call each other witches. We say each other, we say we're practicing witchcraft. You know, because a person don't, God has a different gift on a person than they have on, he has on you. All of a sudden the person is a witch because you don't understand what God is showing them. You know, so you like Paul persecuted Jesus, it's like some folks, they'll persecute you because they don't understand what you see. They don't understand how you can speak profoundly about God. They don't understand. And sometimes God will take a person, and I'm pretty sure Paul did his thing, but God called him quick. He chose him real quick. Let me get him out of that mess real quick. Transform him and put him where he need to be. And that's how I feel in life. God moved me quickly, because let me tell you, I ain't been doing this. I've not been delivered long. But when people talk to me or they hang out with me, they're amazed, like, wait, you sure? No, I ain't been delivered that long. I just know Jesus. I just study to show myself approved. I'm not better than anybody. I'm not so scholarable or knowledgeable in the Bible, but that I can't learn. I'm not a babe in Christ. You can't keep feeding me milk and I be still. You have to give me some meat, you know. And instead of feeling like people feel like they're better than you, or they're perfect, or they're trying to be perfect, you know, what, this is what I do. What I don't know, I have a mentor. What I don't know, because I'm not fully, now nobody will ever be fully knowledgeable about the Word of God. We learn daily. God teaches us daily, you know. There's things, I have someone teaching me things I don't know. And then, too, you know, you think you are this and you think you are that, but the Bible says that thyself should make a boast in the Lord. It's okay for me to boast about what God has done for me. It's okay for me to boast about, just like Paul, he chose me. He transformed me from being a homosexual stud thinking I'm a man, walking around dressed like a man, haircut like a man, talk like a man. It's okay for me to boast about God transforming me and making me the woman that I am. Not just any woman. He made me a woman of God, because he could have transformed me and just let me be a woman. You know, go back to being a woman, but he didn't do that. He transformed me and took me to being a woman of God. It's okay for me to boast about that. It's okay for me to boast about, you know, yeah, God showed me this in the Word, and, you know, yeah, I do know a little bit more about this, and, yeah, I do know a little bit more about that. And that's because I allow God to take me down the road of Damascus to down the street called Straight, so somebody could pray for me and drop some things off my eyes so I can walk this thing the way it's supposed to be walked, so I can go out and tell somebody about God. I allow that to happen. You know, and sometimes you get to a point where God will allow your leaders to plant the seed. And then it's time for you to go where somebody can water so God can get the increase. It's okay to do that. But we don't know that, because we're too busy being kind of like Ananias started off. I don't want to go over there with Paul. He's a Christian kid. You know what he used to do. You know, that's how Ananias started off, till Jesus talked to him and shifted some stuff. You know, I don't want to go over there with Paul. And we have some Christians just like that. I don't want to talk to her. I don't want nobody to think I'm a lesbian. If anything, they might think you're a lesbian because you're a lesbian. Because there ain't no residue over here. You know? I don't want to go talk to her because she slept with a whole bunch of men and she's a prostitute herself. You know, if we're low-key, New Day Ananias. We don't want to do what God, the Lord will tell you to go talk to somebody. Try to help that person, and we won't do it because we're scared of what other people going to say. We're scared of, nah, they used to do such and such, and I don't want nobody to think that I'm dealing with them. I don't want nobody, no, that's not godly. That's not godly. Sometimes our words, sometimes it'll take you just coming and just pray for them. Just lay your hands on them and pray for them and let it drop. You know, but we're too busy persecuting. So it pushed people, it pushes other Christians off. You know, she a witch. Don't talk to her, she a witch. Don't talk to her, she do witchcraft. And it's crazy because she do witchcraft and you talking about her and you talking about him. Do you know witchcraft is a spirit of rebellion? You ain't doing right. So you sure you ain't practicing witchcraft? Because witchcraft is a spirit of rebellion. You calling people witches and they practice witchcraft, but when you leave church lifting your hands, giving God the glory, you go home right back into your sin. You go home and you still dipping in your sin. That's why we have to be careful who we judge. Because I know when Paul walked with them, they still had a little bit of judgment. And I can feel Jesus say, come on now. Don't judge because I called all y'all, chose all y'all from somewhere. I chose all y'all from somewhere. Well, I don't want to go to his church because he looked like he's still dibbing and dabbling with men. I don't want to go to her church because she looked like she's still drinking. Come on now. We all came from somewhere. He chose all of us and called all of us from somewhere. So what I'm saying is when God has chosen you, he's transformed you, you're going to suffer for this. And like I tell people, and they laugh, but I tell them I suffer for this or I suffer for it. I take the persecution. I take the talking about me. You know, I ain't one of them people that every time somebody say something to me or do something to me, I call my leader because I know God. And the first thing she going to say is, did you pray about it? That became a good thing for me. Did you pray about it? That became good for me. It took me deeper in prayer. So I'm not one of the people that have to run to her or run to my leader every time somebody say something and do something to me. I know how to pray about it. You know, I've heard more like Paul. They probably, after Paul got saved and God, you know, filled him with the Holy Ghost, he baptized him. He got baptized and all that. People probably still said a whole lot of things about Paul. You know, and he done went to prison. He done did it all to suffer for y'all, to suffer for us, to get to this place where we are in God. And I can't imagine Paul running to Jesus for everything, you know, running to the other disciples every time somebody did something to Paul. You know, I can't imagine, you know, those type of things, because when we do that, we're putting images on people that could possibly not be true, you know. So I'm like, okay, Lord, teach me how to pray because I got to suffer this thing like Paul did. Lord, take the anger out of me so I can suffer for this like Paul did. Because at the end of suffering, if you suffer for a little while, there should be glory after this, you know. And I don't want to suffer for nothing. Let me suffer and so you can completely transform me. Let me suffer, you know, so I can see the rainbow at the end of this storm. I got to suffer for this. I got to suffer, you know. And I tell people, like I said, Paul is my favorite character person in the Bible, Paul and Ezekiel, you know. And I look at Paul and I'm like, wow, because I read that a lot. Because it, believe it or not, it gives me strength when I read Acts 9 a lot. It gives me strength. It even in late at night when I'm crying, like, Lord, why do people do this? Or why did they say that? That's not true. Why did they do me like that? And God said, if you just suffer for this, just suffer for it. I'm going to show you when it's all said and done, just suffer for it. Let them talk. The talk didn't stop Paul. Paul kept moving. He took it and he kept moving. You know, it's crazy how, because I have gotten to that point, because I'm very transparent, that the persecution and attacks have been so great. And I said, Lord, I'm trying to be like Paul. Like I said, that's my favorite person in the Bible, Paul and Ezekiel. And because Ezekiel saw visions, and I see visions. And some visions I keep to myself because I don't want to be called a witch, so I keep them to myself. But like I said, Lord, I want to be like Paul. You know, I'm trying. Lord, I'm trying, Lord, I'm trying, Lord, I'm trying. But sometimes it gets to the point where you like, Lord, the attacks are so great, I don't even want to do this no more. Why did you call me? Why did you choose me, transform me, and have me suffer like this. Why? If you know, you hear so much stuff about yourself, you know, you get persecuted so much, it gets to the point when I say, Lord, and Pastor Douglas is a witness to that, because I think I didn't cried and talked her ear off, but I love her, she listens. I get to the point where I'm learning to get out of that. I had got to the point so bad where, Lord, you told me you chose me in my mother's womb. Lord, you wanted to come do the transformation, even though I battled it. When I heard you speak it, I did it. I didn't hesitate. When I heard the voice of the Lord say, transform yourself, your dress, your appearance, I didn't hesitate. I did it with no hesitation. You know, and then I said, Lord, then you said, I get in here and I'm suffering. I'm suffering. And I remember saying, Lord, I don't want to do this no more. I didn't suffer in the world. I didn't get out and persecuted, lied on, manipulated, used in the world. So you telling me you called me out of darkness into a light that's making me suffer and I got to take it? A lover of the world is an enemy of God. And I don't want to be that person, but I can't take this no more. So you telling me I got to listen to people get up and talk about me and throw slugs at me and talk about me? Lord, you telling me I got to take it? I got to listen to conversations of things or this horrible person I'm supposed to be when everybody know I got the biggest heart in the world? And Lord, you telling me I got to take it? I said, Lord, I can't do this. This right here is not for me. This is not for me. Walking in Christianity is not for me. And I heard him say, why don't you walk in Christianity? Yes, I heard God say that. Don't walk in Christianity. Walk in Christianity. Because if you walk in Christianity, just like Paul, you can suffer for this. You can suffer for this. And I said, Christianity? I said, Lord, I can do this. I can do this. Lord, make me where it don't hurt like it hurt, because we're all human. I might act like it don't hurt. I might look like it don't hurt. But when in the inside, it's killing me. It's killing me. I said, Lord, the rumors, the lies, it's killing me spiritually, and I don't want to backslide no more. I don't want to backslide no more, because I believe in my heart if I backslide, if I leave you, Lord, you're going to kill me. I don't want to backslide no more. I don't want to be like the world. I don't want to do that, Lord. Make me like Paul. Give me some strength that I can take it and I can walk it. Because truth be told, because I'm very transparent, it's hard to take a lot of things in church. And I told one of my friends, one of my covenant connections, I told her, I said, look, in the world, they loved me. And it wasn't because of I gave a fake image. I'm me all the time. I'm me 24 hours a day. Even in the world, I was me 24 hours a day. And I said, and they loved me. But on this side, I thought it would be different. But the Lord said it can be different. Just focus on me. Just focus on me. So the last couple of weeks I've been trying so hard, Lord, I got to stay focused on you, because if I don't stay focused on you, Lord, I ain't going to make this. And I said, Lord, I know I'm supposed to be Paul. Lord, you know, I was a Christian killer. I did a whole lot of things in my life. I done been to jail 50 times. I done faced life in prison 2 times. I done faced 25 to 50 years 3 times. Lord, I done been there. Lord, I done took somebody's life. Lord, I done been there. I don't want to go back there, Lord. Help me. Make this. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Because the flesh is saying, you can't do this. You can't do this. Yeah, he chose you. Yeah, he transformed you. But why would he make you suffer? Why would he make you suffer? And then I thought about Job. Though they slay me, yet will I trust him. Keep talking. And the more you talk, the stronger. God said, use the words to make you strong. So now the more you lie on me to leaders, to whoever you feel like you won't allow to me, do it. Because the more you talk, the more afflictions, you making me stronger.
And before, where I found myself getting weak, God is starting to put the strength. He's starting to put the strength. And he brought to my mind, he said, remember Jeremiah? Hey, Minister Tammy, you remember Jeremiah? Look how they did Jeremiah. They thought something was wrong with Jeremiah. And he gave them warning after warning. They thought something was wrong with Jeremiah when Jeremiah told them, prepare for captivity. They thought something was wrong with him. He said, so it's okay to suffer because I'm going to take you from faith to faith to glory to glory. It's okay to suffer. And I said, Lord, now that I'm on my street called straight, the scales have come off my eyes. I can see this thing a little more clear. Lord, take me where you need me to go because I won't compromise. Just like Paul. Paul said God chose Paul because he knew Paul wasn't going to compromise. I called Paul the thug. He called the thug. He called the gangster because he knew what was in Paul when he needed Paul on his side. Paul wasn't going to compromise. Paul going to go out there and he's going to tell people about Christ. Yeah, I did what I did, but let me tell you about a man named Jesus. Let me tell you about a man named Jesus. You know, that though they persecute you, y'all persecute me, but let me tell you about a man named Jesus. Let me tell you about the plan of salvation. Repent, be baptized. Receive ye the gift of the Holy Ghost. You know, let me tell you about the plan of salvation. Yeah, they going to, like Paul and Silas, they threw them in jail, but they didn't stop talking about Jesus. They did, I call it the jailhouse rock. They rocked the jailhouse. So if they can go through that, I ain't in nobody's jail. You know, I might suffer, but I ain't in nobody's jail. I used to go to jail, y'all, and tell them about, in jail, the biggest sin in the world, in jail, telling people about Jesus, teaching Bible study. That's what I did in my black sin slate. You know, and I said, Lord, if Paul could do it, I can do it. If Paul could suffer and die for this, Lord, I can do it. Lord, take out, just make me Teflon tough where I can take this. You know, people don't want you in certain titles in the church. Titles don't mean nothing to me. I just want to serve God. I know God been took me from being a minister. He been took me to another level in him. I just don't speak it. I just don't speak it. I just want to serve God. You know, you got so many people, you know you really a pastor. You really have, but you got to learn some patience. You got to learn some temperance. You got to learn this and this. I can learn all that. I know who I am in God. I know who God has called me to be. I just don't speak it. I just want to serve him. I went through hell in the world. You know, I don't want to come to church. Though you in church and you go to different churches. Now you're in hell in church. No. And that's because some of us still need deliverance. We camouflage. We camouflage that we delivered so it can look like we okay. And when deep down, we ain't okay. And see, when I learned to do that, because I camouflaged a lot. But in April, when God started really working on me and pushing me and beat me upside the head, because you can't kick against the pricks of God, I wouldn't give him my yes. I still wanted to have the little nasty talks. You know, you call me, yeah, let's go there. I still wanted to have the little nasty talks. I still wanted to creep and sneak. But then when it got to that, you know, I wasn't creeping and sneaking, but I was having them conversations, you know, because I thought I was okay. As long as I'm not over there doing it, I can have the talks. And God said, no, you can't even have the talks. So when he started working on me and then came May, when May of this year came in, I said, Lord, because I kept hearing him, because you would hear the voice, just like Paul kept hearing the voice. And I finally said, here I am, Lord. This time I ain't going to play with you. Here I am. My yes is my yes. So now I can serve the Lord with gladness, even though it hurts at times, even though you get persecuted at times, even though you go through a lot of things. And people always say, you a crybaby, and they don't realize I cry not to get angry. Because there used to be a time when I didn't cry. I just went for what I know. You can't talk about me. You can't come up in my face. Because if I hear you talking about me, I ain't going to ask no questions. I'm just going to come and do what I do. You know, but now the tears come because I say, Lord, I got to take this. Lord, I got to take it. If I'm going to make this thing, Lord, I got to take it. I got to take people saying I'm a lesbian and I know you delivered me. Lord, I got to take this. People saying I'm a liar, and I know I ain't lied. Lord, I got to take this. People saying I'm manipulating and using them, and Lord, these are the same people that said you told them to bless me. And Lord, I got to take this. And I keep hearing God said, if you suffer for a little while, just suffer for a little while. I'm going to go ahead and close out and thank y'all for listening. You know, I just want everybody to realize we all have something in our life that God has called us to. It's okay to accept your transformation in God, and it's okay to suffer for this. Because when you suffer for it, he's crushing that oil, and that oil is falling on somebody else. So don't give up because of the persecution. Don't give up because you're suffering. Let God squeeze that oil, because that oil is actually filling your cup so it can overflow on somebody else. I thank y'all for allowing me to speak to y'all. I'm losing my voice. Thank y'all for allowing me to speak to y'all today. I love you all in Jesus' name. God bless everybody.
Amen. What a powerful word this morning. For you to be so transparent, to let the people know God saved you. I say this all the time. People always want to quote that scripture, many are called, few chosen. But the difference is when you're chosen, the warfare is different from the ones that's called. I'm not going to preach,
yes,
but you preach that word, because I say this all the time. The many go through little baby steps and stuff, but the chosen go through giants and stuff. We're in college fight. You know what I'm saying? We just don't go through the elementary fight anymore. And they want the titles, but they don't understand the job that come with the title. They understand that you got to really know your knee game when you get elevated each time. How is your knee game? You know what I'm saying? Are you on your knees faithfully talking to the Lord? Or are you just saying talking to him when it's convenient for you to talk to him? You did a phenomenal job this morning, Minister Tammy.
God bless you.
You know, I listen, but I'm always there because iron sharpens iron. I said that this morning. That's the meaning of kingdom business. Kingdom building is iron sharpening iron. You did so phenomenal. Keep pushing. Keep standing on the word of God. Your leader is a phenomenal woman of God, so I know what's in you because of who you under. It's a difference who you under. I say this all the time because when people don't walk and talk to same thing, you talking to a wall then. How can you tell me about delivering if you haven't been delivered yourself? You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. It's a difference. Father God, I ask you to give back to your daughter what she gave out to your people. Bless her tremendously, Lord, that she give your word each and every time you tell her to. Bless her household. Bless her finances. Overflow in her life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As I touch and agree that you restore her voice, her health, that she keep on fighting for you, that she is a true soldier for the Lord, a true ambassador for Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Let the people know how they can reach you if they want to hear you speak again, if they want to visit your church, or if they want to book you to speak. How can they reach you?
You can reach me at my email, keepingit100 ministries2022@gmail.com or at tammycarson11@gmail.com. And my church is Give God Glory Ministries, 8431 Brandon Street. That's Houston, Texas.
Amen. Amen. On the show, we have the Overcomer Scripture, and it's Romans 10:9. It says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and he brought him from the dead, you can be saved. Again, Romans 10:9 says, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you can be saved. There's no judgment zone here. There's no I in team. If you want to speak to any speaker to come on here, let me know. You can text me at 832-519-7646. I will connect you with whoever you want to speak to. This is not just about Apostle and I. It's about spreading the word of God. We're in 24 countries spreading the word. We know that we can pray and worship God openly, but some of them cannot. Some of them are being killed because they worship and praise in God. So don't just think about yourself in your prayer time. Pray for the people overseas. Pray for the strong friends that you have. Pray for the ones that misuse and use you. Remember, the forgiveness isn't about for them. It's fully about you. Let go and let God. The woman of God came on here and spoke so powerful, as I say it all the time.
Many are called, but a few are chosen. But the chosen walk is so different than a called walk because we ran. Chosen people run. I can speak about Kashima. But talk about me so you stay saved and sanctified in the church. The ones that run are the ones that you need to pay attention to. Just because the outer appearance don't look the way you think it should, it's not about what you think. It's about what the Father thinks. That's what you need to be focused on. That's what you need to concentrate on. When was the last time you spent that time with God with just you and him? You can't keep living on and going on Mimo prayers, Big Mama prayers, Nana prayers, Gigi prayers, Granny prayers. I say this all the time. You must establish a relationship with the Father for yourself. We can pray for you all day long. It's not a problem. But you must pray for yourself as well. My grandfather used to say, you can take the horse to the water to drink it, but you can't force them to drink it. We're not trying to force the word on you. We're just trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. The woman of God told you some of her testimony. That's mind-blowing. And you don't think the Father can use her? I dare you. He can use whoever he called to use. He anointed her. He anointed them, not you. When people take away self and focus on the true word of God, you'll see much clearer now. I say this all the time. Look with your spiritual eyes, not your physical eyes, because your physical eyes will fool you every time. That's where walk by faith and not by sight come in. How's your faith walk? Not your sight. How's your faith walk? Is your faith the size of a mustard seed, or you don't have no faith at all? Oh, little faith. Remember, Jesus was on a boat sleeping. They woke him up. They didn't have no faith. And he told his own children, oh, little faith. I'm telling you, connect with people that will pray with you, that will push you, encourage you, because spiritual warfare is real, and the time is winding down. Remember, Granny said back in the day, the Lord is on his way. I'm here to tell you, look at the news. It's showing that he's on his way. Are you prepared? Are you ready? I'm going to give you three keys this morning. Get your Bible, read it's King James and NIV. Two, find your church home. You're welcome to join the Abba House International at 3 p.m. on Sundays. You can connect with us on Abba House on Facebook. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and talking the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy. We say this all the time, but it's going to be worth it. The three keys are get you a Bible, find your church home, and make sure your leader is walking and talking the same thing. Now, if they're not walking and talking the same thing, ask the Lord where you should go. Don't do it from flesh. Ask the Lord to guide you in the right direction. And again, remember, if you want to speak to any one of the men and women of God, come on here. You can text me at 832-519-7646, or you can go to World Gospel Connection on Facebook and leave a message. And I will connect you with that person. It's not about me. It's not about apostle. It's all about glorifying the Lord and telling people who he is, that he still loved them, that he never left them nor forsake them. He's always been right there with you. When he was drinking and getting turned up, he was right there with you, with his arms open, waiting on you to surrender to him. See, for me, I had a praying grandmother that prayed for me. Again, I can speak only about Kashima. And I thank God for what I went through to make me the woman of God I am today. I thank God for the woman of God coming on here and telling you some of her testimony so you can see that God still loved her in spite of what all she had done. That's mind-blowing. For him to still love somebody that was living in sin, knowing to do better, but chose to do something else. And that's how you know you're changed, when you're able to tell it and it don't hurt you to tell it.
You're not worried about what other people think. I stopped worrying about what people think a long time ago, and I'm sure she did too. But if you don't know the Lord, let me introduce him to you. It will change your life. Remember, you can reach us at 563-999-3628. If you need prayer, we're on for a few more minutes. Press 1. The woman of God is still on. She will definitely intercede and pray for you if you need it. But know that you're not in this fight by yourself. Keep pushing through and trust in the Lord. Because men will fail you, but the Lord will never. That check, you can take to the bank in cash. I'm telling you, he's always right there with you. Men give you a check that'll bounce. Am I telling the truth? Minister Tammy, they'll give you a check that'll bounce.
Lord.
But the Lord gives you a check that's already paid in full. Because we know Jesus died on the cross for you and I. Not just for me. Not just for her. But for all of us. Remember, it's about kingdom building. Not building your name. I'm going to say that again because somebody didn't hit it in the background.
Yes,
it's about kingdom building, not building your name. Stop focusing on what everybody else is doing. Focus on what the Lord put in you. He anointed you, not them. Remember, he anointed you, not them. Again, thank you so much, Minister Tammy, for coming on and giving that word. No one has pressed one, but they're all still listening in. I'm so proud of the word you gave this morning. Acts is one of my favorite books of the Bible.
Yes, yes.
One of my favorite, because it will make you look at yourself like, well, dang.
That's me.
Oh, you all in my business. Really? Okay, Lord. Yeah, okay.
That's how I was. Is that me, Lord? I'm Paul. Jesus, help me.
See, people don't understand. They walking next to dangers.
Yes,
you don't know where somebody came from.
Yes,
that could knock you out, and you won't even know where it came from. You'll be laying on the ground like, what in the world did happen?
What happened? And I thank God for my leader who... In April, because let me tell you, we had a conversation, and when she got to describing, because I never really paid attention to how dangerous I could be, right?
Right.
And
right.
We were having a nice conversation, and I started telling her, and she always know when that anger about to come up, you know? And she said, "Joe, anger is dangerous." She said it's going to you're going to end up in jail. And I said, Lord, and it made me think back, like, Lord, it is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I tell people, when you a little bitty thing and you grow up, all you know how to do, because, you know, I'm a little bitty short
mm-hmm.
thing, you know, all you know how to do is protect yourself. You don't know what a person's been through in their life that can turn them
mm-hmm.
into a danger.
Mm-hmm.
A danger. And, you know, and I was telling somebody, like, at 12 years old, I picked up my first case.
Mm.
At 12 years old. And when she said that, it started giving me flashbacks.
Jesus.
It started giving me flashbacks on how dangerous my anger actually is. At 12 years old, I picked up my first case of assault and battery, and it wasn't one person. I whooped a boy and two girls.
Jesus.
And I was 12. Broke his leg, broke her nose, and broke the other one's ribs. And I'm 12, and I'm itty-bitty. And I said,
mm-hmm.
Lord, you made her call out that anger because she could see that it was getting dangerous. I want to be like Paul, but I don't want that part of Paul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it made me go for it. And I tell people, you don't know where a person came from, and you're constantly attacking.
Mm-hmm.
You're constantly attacking, but thank God for deliverance. He showed me
yes.
how not to use these hands and feet because I don't need a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a weapon. My feet and my hands are dangerous. You know,
mm-hmm.
and instead of using that, he showed me how to drop to my knees.
Jesus.
I might have to cry because I'm, you know, Lord, I was like, people
mm-hmm.
don't realize sometimes you got to be careful. You don't know where a person came from. But I
mm-hmm.
thank God for the transformation.
And I'm going to say the scripture again because I can hear it in the spirit. Somebody was upset because I didn't read all of it. Romans 10 and 9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I know the scripture, but I just had beats and pictures of it for a reason. So whoever trying to say something in the spirit, I hear you, but this not. We're not going to do that. But, yeah, I know the word. I just said it a different way, because you have to meet people where they are sometimes.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't come
yes,
and throw the Bible and scriptures at people all the time because they will turn away. You don't want people to turn away. That's what the church do. It's a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It's there to help people get where they was, to push them where they need to be. So I had to re-say
yes.
the scripture, woman of God, because I heard it in the spirit. But it's okay, because I'm still Kashima. Yeah, the pastor, but I'm still Kashima. So I thank
yes,
God for transformation, too, because look at here. I used to pack a blade in my mouth. Don't play with me. And I was not too underestimating me by no gun. You know, I gave
yes,
all in school. So people don't understand. I'm quiet for a reason, and thank God
yes,
for the quietness in me. I thank God for my husband because he calmed me down a lot of times, because this mouth will hurt your feelings bad.
Yeah, because, you know, they just, sometimes you don't understand. They like okay, Lord,
yes.
they don't understand. It's the transformation and the deliverance, you know?
Yes.
It's the learning to suffer, and people don't realize sometimes my suffering is keeping my mouth. My suffering
See?
Is keeping these hands lifted instead of in your jaw. You understand what I'm saying?
See?
Keep your feet on the ground only to praise the
keep
Lord.
Keep you alive.
Instead of drop kicking you. You know, instead
mm-hmm.
of drop kicking you. That's my,
mm-hmm.
and that might sound crazy to some people, but that's my suffering. I got to learn how to hold that and drop to my knees.
Right.
And cry
right.
out before the Lord.
Right.
You know, that's what I tell people.
Right.
No, they slay me. They slay me, but I trust God. He didn't
right.
bring me this far.
Right.
He didn't bring you this far just to leave us out here.
Right. We have a caller, Minister. Hold on for a second, Minister Tammy. Good morning,
well,
caller. You're on.
Good morning. God bless morning. You all.
Yes, ma'am. Bless yes. you, woman of God.
Yes, bless you all. And I just want to say, we all need prayer in this hour. Iron shall up in iron.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
All have a testimony. And I want to just tell the speaker that God knew her destination before she was
wow,
even in
yeah.
her mother's womb. He's the beginning
yeah.
and he's the end.
Wow.
Even before he placed her in her mother's womb, she was in the mind of God.
Wow.
And he
I
knew everything that was going to take place. And it was his grace and mercy that brought her to the point that she is now. And it was
God
for this prayer. It was for this hour. She got so many souls tied up into her.
Wow.
It was for this hour to deliver his people. Because we live in the modern day of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Many people think that it's, they think, okay, well, I messed up identity. I'm binary. They don't know who they are.
Yes,
God is saying, you are who I created you to be.
Come on.
And he put that in her to tell someone, if nobody else, that they could be delivered.
Jesus.
At any moment and any hour, it could be delivered just like a twinkling of the eye.
Yes, Lord.
Because it's a spirit. Ah, it's a stronghold. Ah, you know, it's a stronghold.
Yes.
But God is saying, I come to deliver. My. To come to deliver. If only they would believe and have the faith of a mustard seed. That's
yes,
all
Lord.
It takes. And this stronghold will be gone.
Yes, God.
And the anger, yes. We all been there.
Yes,
Lord, I had to take you down that avenue, show you what it could have been, but his grace and mercy snap you out of the pit of Satan's mouth.
Yes,
he grabs you, he pulls you out. He chose you. He chose all of us to live with you, your people. He went through a basket like he was in a, like an apple basket full. He went through, he picked it up, he looked at it. He picked it up, he looked at it. He said, oh, I want this
mm-hmm.
one right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like he said, have you tried my servant, Job? Ah, Yodoshi. And there is pain in the purpose. Ah, Yodoshi. Ah, it is that. That purpose is right there. But today we got this modern day Christianity. They don't want to go through nothing.
Just nope. My.
But you don't have to suffer. My, my, my. If our Father had to suffer, we have to suffer.
Yes, Lord.
But I thank God for the blood of Jesus that cover a multitude of sins.
Yes,
so what
Lord.
I hear in both of our voices is love, because we can have all these gifts and don't have love. Huh? It amounts
yes,
to nothing. It amounts
come
to
on.
Nothing.
Come on.
It amounts to nothing. But that unconditional love, that's what he showed you. Ah, woman of God, with unconditional love. I love you. I love you. All that sin that came short of the glory of God.
Yes, God.
Ah, a man that's not sin deceives himself. Ah, we never fit the rags in the eyesight of God. But we thank Jesus for his blood that cover us. Because when God looked down on his back, all he sees is his strong blood. So I was sitting in and I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I said, I wanted to catch that worthless. I said, but I got to catch that. So the Holy Spirit just was pumping me. So he woke me up this morning. I said, okay, God. Okay. But I thank you. I thank you for your testimony.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you for your testimony. I will run into homosexuals all the time. And I had one as a patient. I know, and I was sitting at the desk, and God said, go tell our Lord. And I was sitting there like, oh, my God, you know what? So I got up, and I said, Jesus, said he loves me. And I went to sit back at my desk. And they said, you know, you could get fired for that. I said, well, I had to be. Obedient to the Holy Spirit. So I got up and I told her, I said, oh, my God. Oh, God. But I prayed that God would strengthen you all and keep leading y'all in this straight and narrow way. Straight and narrow way.
Yes, ma'am.
But we are living in the last days. Our grandparents taught us, Jesus coming. But no, he really coming now.
He is.
We're in the ninth hour on God's timetable right now. We're in the ninth hour on God's timetable. But there's a shift to this place this morning in the spirit realm. Are you
yes, Lord.
There you go. There's a shift. Many won't be able to go in the ship so they don't understand. But the Lord God said, I am, it is me, said the Lord thy God. I am who I am. I the Lord God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but I am your God. They'd heard from years. I'm the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now it's time to tell the nation that he is our God. And I said, how he delivered us out of the lion thing. How he been in the fiery furnace with us. Many of us might not even had that Joseph experience. But I've had the Joseph experience.
Thank you, Lord.
But grace and mercy, this is the hour of God answering prayers. Then look at what's going on in the world. Keep your eyes upon the prize. Yes, mm-hmm. Everything God has promised you is coming to pass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, God.
You know what I'm
saying? Oh, yeah. And Pastor Douglas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, book. You know what I'm saying? You got another book. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, God.
Yes, you got another book. And the speaker, yes. You know, just our. God say, pick that pen up and paper and start writing. There's so many souls.
Wow.
It's so many that need to hear your chest.
Yes.
Yes, God. Because to be transformed and not delivered, how you don't see. Jesus tell them they got to have all three.
All three.
They have to be delivered. You can be transformed and not delivered. And they tired and they confused. They don't know. They don't know what their identity is and who they are. But you have to tell them.
Yes, God.
They have to hear because there's power in your word. You are a child of the Most High God. You are who he created you to be, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And he said everything that he created was good.
Yes,
you don't know, there's still some good there. I don't care how bad a person is. There's
Come
a good
on.
Seed.
Jesus.
Come there's on. A good seed. You don't know, see. There's a good
Jesus.
Seed. You don't know, see. But he said, breathe on my people. You don't know, see. Breathe on my people, said the Lord. You shifted into an era of the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost. You don't know, see. The latter day. Prophetic prayer. You know what I'm saying? The apostolic. Oh, my God. The prophetic is going to take us into the end times. Oh, my God. See, God, to Jesus come to turn. You know what I'm saying, God? Thank you, Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying, God? Thank you, God. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. I came over here to ask for prayer. I didn't know he was going to tell me to speak. Mama, must he take God?
All right.
Oh, God. Yes, God. But I love y'all. Y'all keep me in mind. Y'all pray.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, God. Keep me in
mind. Mr. Sammy, go ahead and pray for her. Pray for her before she hangs up.
Lord God, we thank you for this woman of God. Lord God, we thank you for using her and her obedience to speak life into us. Lord, we thank you, and we bless you, Lord God. We ask you to bless her from the crown of her head to her soles of her feet. Lord God, bless this woman of God that she may go forth in her voice, because there's power in her voice, Lord God.
Yes,
use her, Lord God. There's fire in her voice, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for her boldness to speak what she spoke to us, Lord God, her boldness and her obedience. Now we ask you to bless her, keep her covered by your blood, and keep her under your blood. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. And thank you, Mama God, for on and sharing the word. Even though you call it one in prayer, you blessed Minister Tammy and I tremendously.
Yes, Lord.
So we both already knew that we were supposed to be doing and already in the work of doing it.
That was
we
confirmation. That was confirmation from God. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People are going to understand that's the meaning of iron sharpening. The woman of God came on here and sharpened Minister Tammy and I. Even though we were sharpening each other, we needed an extra sharp this morning. Remember, God loves you. He does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. All we can tell you to do is just try. Once you try, your life will never be the same. Thank you for tuning in to World Gospel Connection Wednesday, Thursday. Guest speaker, Minister Tammy Carson, a phenomenal woman of God. If you want the replay, you can go back on both of our pages or on World Gospel Connections page. Remember, God loves you, and so do we.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it, raise it. In a bush.
You
till the dry bones respond, I gotta run over. So cancer responds, I gotta run over. So my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run over.
Look at somebody and tell them God's going to get the glory out of this. Y'all act like y'all want to hear it. This is for that whole row right there, right there. Ain't Shirley, stand up and face the audience this way, right quick. Come on, just stand up and wave at everybody. This song is for you tonight, Ain't Shirley. You just give him glory. Give him glory. Come on, say it.
Give him glory.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Give him glory.
Y'all don't mind if there's a worship come
from. Just hear it.